this is Marina.
Hey, Marina, it's Emery.
Good, I was hoping that was you. I got to plug in your 100 number.
Yeah, so essentially if that unfortunate situation ever happens with returns, unfortunately
which
we don't give... It never will, I agree. But if it happens to by any chance, we don't give cash back, but the amount will be applied to your account as a credit. So if you ever send that stone back to us, assuming that it's not damaged, and of course we need the original cert too, essentially you'll have an $88,000 credit on your account. So anytime you ever have diamond needs, we'll just pull from that credit. And I don't want to say it's going to be free diamonds because we're using the credit, but it's essentially, yeah, we have $88,000 to play with if it unfortunately gets returned at any point.
Yeah, it would be like my client would want their money back would be the issue.
Yeah, so money back, unfortunately, no. But if it ultimately does happen and you end up having to return the stone to us, you'll get that credit from us.
Right. Okay, awesome. Thank you
for
the clarification.
That's not going to happen, though. Don't speak
it's
it into
not
existence.
Happen.
How long have they been together?
But, no, I mean, I was just being tongue-in-cheek. I think you're starting to pick up my sense of humor when I hear it. When it comes to just all future transactions, you know, no returns is kind of really good to know. No cash returns.
Yeah, but there's always lifetime trade-up. So if they ever, you know, return it and you want to take this radiant and apply it towards a round diamond, I'll swap that out for you. And you'll have that in your inventory to kind of pitch and sell.
I get it.
Or if you don't
want... She's going to ask me if we can return it, and I'm just going to say no, unless she wants credit with you guys.
Honestly,
that, no returning for money.
Because this is such an outrageously unique situation.
Right.
Because of the price tag and, like, the size of the stone and everything.
And me not being Tiffany's.
Yeah. No, you're better. Come on.
There you go. I like it. is there cash back for smaller stones?
Cash back, no, but that's easier to deal with. I could swap out because if you give me a 1.5-carat round, I mean you're gonna get another order for that next week, next month,
right.
Whatever. That'll be much easier to handle than an $88,000 credit.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So.
Okay. Awesome. Well, let's just know everything is going to move forward smoothly, and she's going to be happy. And
yeah, even if I mean it's an asset, anyways. Like it's a 4-carat, an ZS2. Like this is it's not like we're not buying cheap watches from Target. Like this is like something that's going to hold
totally.
Its value. Something that's going to, especially if she holds it for a while, pass it down to somebody. You know.
She's got kids.
Yeah, or I don't know, sell it for a percentage of that price and buy a new car or something. I don't, you know what I mean? It's,
it's so true. It's a hard asset.
Yeah,
absolutely. Do you ever advise your retailers on markup margins, or do you always say it's what your market will do?
It depends on, you're not going to like this answer. It depends on the market, because I ask that question all the time, and it's
hard.
I get completely different answers across the board. Some people tell me, like, based on the carat size, like, if it's 2 carats or below, they'll add, like, 30%. If it's 2 carats or above, they'll add a different percent onto it. Some, like, double it. So if I send you a $2,000 stone, they're going to double the value of that and some.
It's really all over the map.
Yeah. I mean, I know you mentioned 120 to her. Did she scoff when you mentioned 120?
No.
Okay, so she's got money, and our stone is 88. So we got about, you know, from 88 to 120, about, I don't know, 32,000. So
there is one thing I've been hesitant to tell you all morning.
What?
He hasn't talked to her husband yet.
Oh, no.
she said he was in a bad mood last night.
I mean, surely they've discussed it at some point.
That's why I didn't bother to mention it. Deal breaker for us, but this morning I was like, she was like, I didn't end up talking to Sean. I was like, dang it. She's like, he's going to be fine with it. He was just in a bad mood last night, but we're going out for drinks tonight, so I'll let him know tonight.
That's hilarious. Yeah, break the...
Right?
$100,000 price tag over a few drinks, over a few margaritas.
Yeah, keep tequila out of the mix, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, my 11 o'clock clients are walking in.
Okay, good luck. We'll talk soon. And if
soon.
If it doesn't work with the Radiant, we've always got that oval to rely on as well, okay?
Totally. That's awesome. Great. But the Radiant's our girl.
That's it. That's the one.
Awesome. All right, thanks, Emery.
Yep, thanks, Maria. Bye-bye.
Bye.